Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Last name is Shiyu, S-H-I-Y-O-U.
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
7110 Shiyu Road, Kill, Mississippi, 39556.
Thank you. One moment. Give me one moment. Okay, so I see an order was done on May 1st for $7.95.
No, this is for $57 or something.
No, ma'am. The initial order was done back on May 1st for $7.95.
Hold on, let me see. I just saw $57. Yes, minus $56.95.
I'm not stating that you're not getting billed that, but do you recall placing the order back on May 1st for $7.95?
No.
Okay.
No. She asked me if anyone had accessed my phone. I said, well, sometimes my granddaughter does use it, but she, you know, she would know, I would think she would know better.
Okay.
But it's $56 and something.
Okay, so if you're saying that you didn't place this order for the $7.95?
No, I did not. No. And it sounds like some kind of gambling thing.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, because it is... The initial order was then for $7.95. I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. It's for a TV. So for a TV stand. But if you're saying that you didn't do that.
A TV stand?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
What I'm going to go ahead and do, because you're saying that you didn't do this order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all case of fraud or fraud for a pending investigation, false claims
sure.
or fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay if I complete the claim?
Sure, because I'm going to call my bank and report this, even having something like that. I don't watch TV, so I don't know how it could be something like that. What was it ordered from? Did it say?
What do you mean, what was it ordered from?
I mean, what was it? How was the order made?
Online.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What did they go to get do it?
That's what I'm asking. Like, it's all done online, ma'am.
It's on what now?
It's all done online.
Oh, I know. What did they go to get it online? What's the name of the company or whatever? It sounds like some kind of gambling device
something. No, it's not gambling. Mm-mm. Nothing like that.
Well, it said a chance at winning something.
It's a TV stand. I'm sorry? I'm sorry, your phone is breaking up now.
Okay, well, you can investigate it, and I'm also going to call my bank and report it.
So what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases are brought forward for a pending investigation.
Sure,
false
I understand
claim,
that perfectly.
False claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay with you?
Yes, it's fine. I'm getting my money back.
Give me one moment, then.
That's ridiculous.
I understand. Did you receive the item, though, if I can ask that question?
No.
Okay. Give me one moment.
I never heard of such.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Almost done. Okay, so your account has been canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up. The claim has been sent over to your local police station so they could verify the IP address on the account. On my side, I have issued you a full refund of $56.95 plus $7.97. The refunds will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Do you have any additional questions, ma'am?
No, it's just that when I talked to someone originally, she said it was a chance on winning something, like a network or something. Shopping spree is what she said.
It's a sweepstakes, ma'am. But you pay minimum price for this order.
Oh, my God.
It could be a sweepstakes or a serving. Do you have any additional questions?
No.
Okay, if you do, you could just get in contact with us. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye, ma'am. Bye.